Tesserin News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable cruise missile, moving closer to deploying it, according to President Vladimir Putin. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says Russian leader Putin's needs to correct his priorities.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing for Putin to be saying either, by the way. He ought to get the war ended. A war that should have taken 1 week is now in its soon fourth year. That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
The Burevestnik missile, which has been in development for years, reportedly covered 8,700 miles in a key test last Tuesday. Putin claims the missile has an unlimited range and can evade missile defenses. However, many experts are skeptical, citing potential reliability and environmental concerns. The NBA is taking the first steps to address sports betting concerns after its recent high-profile gambling arrests.
The NBA has started a review to protect the integrity of the game, players, and coaches following the arrests of Miami guard Terry Rozier and Portland coach Chauncey Billups over alleged involvement in gambling schemes. The league sent a memo to all teams highlighting the need to reassess sports betting regulations. Nearly three dozen people, including Rozier and Billups, were arrested last week. The NBA is focusing on injury reports, which can be exploited by bettors. The league seeks to ensure players and coaches understand the risks of gambling and is seeking input from teams. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Hurricane Melissa has intensified into a Category 5 storm as it draws closer to Jamaica, where forecasters say it will unleash catastrophic flooding, landslides, and widespread damage. On Wall Street, the Dow by 337 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the Bible and social issues.
According to a new poll of church-going adults released by the Family Research Council, just 47% believe that the scriptures offer clear guidance on the morality of homosexuality, and only 40% think this about transgenderism. The survey also finds just 51% of Americans who attend worship services regularly say the Bible is clear and decisive on the question of abortion. 59% think the Bible is clear about religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz is calling on Christians to fight anti-Semitism. Addressing a gathering of the group Christians United for Israel at Pastor John Hagee's church in San Antonio, Cruz warned of growing anti-Semitism amongst political conservatives. Cruz said, "I'm here to tell you I've seen anti-Semitism rising on the right in a way I've never seen in my entire life." SRN News. Argentine's libertarian president Javier Milei has won decisive midterm electoral victories in key districts across his country. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Javier Milei tells supporters in Buenos Aires the Argentinians showed that they don't want to return to the failed model, to the model of inflation, to the model of monetary issuance, to the model of the use of state, to the model of insecurity. Argentinians told populism to stop. Populism never again. Malay's governing La Libertad Avanza party won over 40% of votes in national elections to renew almost half of the lower half of Congress. The results give Malay a crucial vote of confidence to carry out his free market experiment with billions of dollars in backing from President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.